This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. It's time to email public comments to EPA about LANL Industrial Wastewater Discharge Permit. An important five-year permit that regulates the discharge from 11 Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL industrial facilities into the canyons that flow to the Rio Grande is open for public comment. These facilities include some that have not discharged treated industrial wastewater for years. Even so, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, plans to renew the Clean Water Act permit. Why? In mid-October, CCNS, Honor Our Pueblo Existence, and the New Mexico Acequia Association submitted a 33-page brief opposing the repermitting of six of those facilities that have not discharged according to statements in LANL's permit application and in EPA's fact sheet. The Clean Water Act requires, quote, a discharge of a pollutant, end quote, in order for EPA to issue a permit. Despite having outfalls, mechanical evaporators were installed at two of the facilities, the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility and the high explosive wastewater treatment facility, over a decade ago. The evaporators have been used as the sole disposal system, but the Clean Water Act does not regulate them. LANL wants to keep the Clean Water Act permit because it provides an exemption from regulation by the stricter and more protective federal and state hazardous waste laws and regulations that cover more than just the discharge. For example, the hazardous waste regulations cover the system of piping and tanks that are used to store and treat the liquid hazardous waste and require a registered professional engineer to determine its structural integrity, as well as conduct assessments as to the strengths of the welds and systems to prevent corrosion, among other assessments. As Los Alamos County and LANL facilities are located in a seismic zone, the regulations also require these facilities to meet seismic safety requirements. These requirements are essential because the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility is located across the street from the plutonium facility and a plot set aside for the proposed but canceled Super Walmart-sized nuclear facility. Lack of compliance with the seismic requirements was among the reasons that it was canceled. Further, hazardous waste regulations requires a public permitting process for approval of new construction. LANL has worked diligently to avoid this requirement. EPA admits in its fact sheet that LANL has, quote, a newly constructed main low-level liquid waste treatment facility with an estimated operational start date in 2023, end quote. Under the hazardous waste laws, a full public process, including a public hearing, was required, but because of the exemption, LANL only had to submit their plans and specifications to EPA. Comments are due to EPA on Monday, March 29th. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download a sample public comment letter you can modify, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week wherever you get your podcasts.